This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli strike on the Syrian capital has killed at least four people. Iran confirmed the dead include members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The strike comes as the Gaza conflict reverberates across the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In a statement carried on Iranian state television, the Revolutionary Guards confirmed that four of its military advisers were killed. Israel has long pursued a bombing campaign against Iran-linked targets in Syria, but it has shifted to deadlier strikes in the wake of the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants from Gaza. Other local media in Syria said explosions were heard across the Syrian capital. The security source was part of a network of groups close to Syria's government and its major ally, Iran. They said the multi-story building in the Mazeh neighborhood was used by Iranian advisers supporting President Bashar al-Assad's government, and that it was flattened by precision-targeted Israeli missiles. There was no immediate comment from Israel.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he opposes any form of Palestinian sovereignty in post-war Gaza. The statement appears to rebuff U.S. President Joe Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between him and the Israeli leader on Palestinian statehood. In a sign of the pressures Netanyahu's government faces at home, thousands of Israelis protested in Tel Aviv, calling for new elections, and others demonstrated outside the prime minister's home, joining families of the more than 100 remaining hostages held by Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, and other militants. They fear that Israel's military activity further endangers hostages' lives. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that, quote, the refusal to accept the two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians and the denial of the right to statehood for the Palestinian people are unacceptable. Speaking in Uganda, he said the refusal would, quote, indefinitely prolong the conflict.